This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Knight and Joe Biggs are in Virginia, where there is a giant anti-gun, anti-self-defense feeding frenzy going on the heels of the tragic live television shooting yesterday. We now have two dead TV station members and, of course, the shooter, who is an Obama bot, got in trouble for wearing Obama pins during election coverage. Basically got in fights with everybody. His own manifesto says black people didn't like him, white people didn't like him, women didn't like him. A spoiled brat, clearly mentally ill. Now we're getting reports that he was under some type of mental treatment. So we're burrowing in right now. Was he on medication? Obviously, being under psychiatric care, being under counseling, it goes to say normally you are on some type of medication. That's what most psychologists and psychiatrists have become, is basically pill dispensers. Well, psychiatrists always have been, but more and more counselors. And there are some good counselors out there. I'm not demonizing the entire profession, but more and more it's a political tool of oppression, clearly, and has been that way in many other countries around the world. I kept saying yesterday, ad nauseum, and I'm not bragging, I'm just saying we know what we're talking about. No need to go back and play the clips. I probably said it 50 times, that this was tied to Charleston in South Carolina. And sure enough, he said that he did it because of the Charleston shooter, that that's what pushed him over the edge, because 9 black people were killed. And so this is fundamentally the big fat seeds of race war in this country. Because now if some other unstable white person strikes back, and then some other unstable black person strikes back, this could really start to unravel. And that's why the system wants the collapse that's coming to this country to be racial in nature, as a distraction to scapegoat different groups against each other. That's why Europe is allowing and putting people on welfare, the massive unfettered flood of illegals from the Middle East, Africa, Asia, you name it, into Europe, and then giving them massive welfare to incentivize it, no matter how destructive it is, no matter how many cities get lit on fire, because under the economic collapse, whoever is middle class and left will end up siding with the government in the end, who will come in as the saviors to protect the public. And I've got not one, but two articles today. Paul Joseph Watson wrote an article for Infowars.com. He's joining us in 30 minutes. Steve Quayle's coming on. Again, our reporters will join us from Virginia at the start of the next hour. France prepares for mass unrest, radicalized immigrants taking over cities. And this is a Ministry of Defense report from France. Because the military's job to assess threats, they're compartmentalized. They're not part of the takeover. They're just going to respond when things break down. And they say RPGs and anti-aircraft missiles have been smuggled in from Libya and Syria. Oh, sorry. I probably said 1,000 times in the last 4 years since Libya that you will then hear they're going to shoot down jetliners with the missiles, but never a discussion of why they got them. They're now getting everybody ready for the jihadis, like the guy that tried to attack on the train last Friday, to have Stinger missiles, RPGs and AK-47s that the police are starting to find all over the country. So you see how that works. Not hard to predict this stuff. Other people don't seem to be able to, which just shows how dumb most pundits and analysts are. And then this dovetails with it. Fort Bragg troops trained for domestic emergency. This exercise is about the home front. and that is from ABC News 11. So there you go. They're now going mainstream with it, which means they're getting close. They're thinking about pulling the trigger.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this live Thursday worldwide transmission, the 27th day of August, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We have Steve Quayle joining us for an hour and a half at the middle way of the transmission today at 12:30 noon Central. We have our reporters from the site of the tragic shooting yesterday in a rural area 2 hours away from major airports in Virginia where this tragic event with the shooting live on television took place. And Paul Joseph Watson joins us from London to break down a report he's written for InfoWars.com. France prepares for mass unrest, radicalized immigrants taking over cities. That's a Army Ministry of Defense report released to the media. Also, there's video of this out of North Carolina. We're going to be playing that. ABC 11 in a Max Slavo article at InfoWars.com. Fort Bragg troops train for domestic emergency. This exercise is about the home front ostensibly, and on the surface, they're trained to help out with things like natural disasters, floods, and hurricanes. But this is regular Army. They're gearing up for the collapse, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be clear, whenever we warn of the lurch into the police state, the lurch into globalism, federalism, the lurch into centralization, we're not saying it's imminent or it's going to happen overnight or troops trying to stabilize a burning city. We're not trying to say they're the enemy. The globalists have created the climate where you're going to beg, and I'm going to beg, for the big red one to come down the street in armored vehicles. And we're trying to stop the globalists from maneuvering us into this position. They're running around in newspapers, I mean every couple days around the country, because I know national media has no respect with locals, but local media still has some, though it's lost a lot of credibility in the big national studies. There's a new one out today. And they're running stories like this one. We actually got the newspaper itself, the Inlander, the major newspaper for Spokane and four counties, daring to tread why Spokane's Republican sheriff says we should be scared of homegrown extremists and the fanatical fringe of the Tea Party. And he's a microcosm of what they're gearing up for. And this all broke last year, again, when he had these armored vehicles being delivered, and they were at Walmart saying, therefore the Tea Party, therefore the constitutionalist. So we ran the video and said, this is wrong. Drudge and others picked it up. World Net Daily picked it up. The story went viral. And he first came out and said, we're liars. It's not for us. Then we said, no, you're a liar. So he said, Alex Jones and InfoWars has threatened to kill me, when it was comments on the site, which anybody could do. I mean, I could go on the Inlander and put comments and then say they said it. I mean, it's just very bizarre, and he keeps warning of something's about to happen. I really see this as a prime false flag zone. That's what my spider sense, common sense, tells me. Now, by exposing it, it may not happen, but I think this sheriff's a really, really bad person from everything he's done. He speaks with a forked tongue, and I think he's playing people. And I may just go to a county nearby and not even go into his jurisdiction and call for peace when I go out there and see if he'll come to the county line, because I don't even know if it's safe to even get within his jurisdiction with the history of his deputies, the things he's been involved in, bizarre deaths. This is a pretty bad guy. The Southern Poverty Law Center might have something on him. I'm not sure. I'm speculating there. But this is a microcosm, a canary in the coal mine with things like this going on. And they're looking for provocations in different zones around the country to be trigger events to paint the liberty movement as terroristic when they start the Soros race war that we're battling to stop. And look, we know our stuff. You could call it criminology, modus operandi, studying human behaviorism. I've been on air 20-plus years, almost 21. I've been immersed in this sometimes 18 hours a day. I'll be honest, the last couple of years, I can't do more than 10 hours a day. I just, it's too much. I'm not as immersed as I used to be. It's just because every data point opens up a whole other data set for me, and it just, I actually know too much now, and I just can't handle it. Back when I was trying to figure stuff out, it was kind of fun to learn stuff. Now it's just horrific. I mean, I'll be honest. But I got up here, and I said, this guy will end up being mentally ill. He'll end up being on psychotropics. That's starting to come out. But I said he did this probably because of Charleston and the 9 innocent black people that were killed by the white guy hopped up on drugs again, prescription drugs. I mean, it's not hard to make these connections. People are going, yeah, common sense. Well, none of the other media did it. And now his manifesto's out, and it turns out that he's basically a Black Lives Matter Obama drone. And so David Knight made the point to me on the phone this morning that this is Obama's first drone strike. Domestically, because this is one of his drones out attacking. And when you get all this race war promotion on MSNBC and CNN and the groups legitimizing, saying, let's go out, let's attack the white people, they're the cause of all the problems, you're going to have blowback to the knockout game and the looting and the robbing and the rest of it when unstable white people start going out and killing black people. And then black people are going to respond to that. It's a chain reaction. But sure enough, that's now come out. after shooting alleged gunman details grievances and suicide note, or what you call his manifesto, revenge race murderer, bitter black reporter who gunned down white ex-colleagues, lived on air and posted the video online, blames Charleston shootings and anti-gay harassment in manifesto of why he did it. Continuing, he was the human tape recorder, how TV murderer was criticized by boss for appalling journalistic standards and reprimanded for wearing an Obama badge to report on elections. Continuing, after shooting, alleged gunman detailed grievances. Again, I mentioned that. I want to go over some of that. U.S. shooting video shocks internet in New Frontier. It's not New Frontier. What do you think military videos are? And, of course, he's dead now. But that hasn't stopped Hillary Clinton and others from coming out and saying they blame the Second Amendment. Quote, we have to do something about gun violence in America. Well, we have, Hillary. That's why overall gun crime is down 51 to 52% since 1992. And Professor Lott says, I'm wrong looking at the numbers. Fox News, he says, is wrong. He says it's 61. Well, we had a statistician go over the Justice Department numbers first. It was 51. Then Fox News did their own analysis, said 51. Lott says 61. Whatever. They admit, even in the LA Times, that gun crime is way down, but perception is it's way up. This is the fraud, just like the perception is if you go swimming in the Atlantic or Pacific Ocean, great white sharks are going to eat you. You've got a better chance of being mugged by a leprechaun than you do being attacked by a great white shark. But again, I always use that analogy because it's just so ridiculous. Yeah, there's the LA Times. Gun crime plunged, but Americans think it's up, study says. And that's from 2 years ago. That's when they released the 20 years of numbers. And I'm just putting that up on screen because I get these emails and see comments. Oh, he just makes all that up. Listen, I make mistakes here and there. And when we find out we make mistakes, we correct them. But we're very accurate. We know what we're talking about, and we immerse ourselves in the information. And the fact is, there is not an epidemic of gun violence. Most of the people being killed are criminals breaking in people's houses or trying to carjack or people shooting at the police or other gangs shooting each other. Go look at the numbers. Most crime is criminals killing each other or citizens fighting back in justified shootings or police shooting people in justified shootings. And statistically, there are some bad cops out there, and they're trying to make them really bad with their training. But still, you count the number of people cops kill every year, it's a very small part of the overall issue. And I'm only saying that because it's not the biggest problem there is. George Soros says it is. It's not. It's part of causing a civil war in this country where they've got these federally controlled police running around saying, I'm a terrorist that wants dead cops. When all this stuff starts, folks, they're going to blame the Liberty Movement. We've got to stop it. Now let's go to this clip of Donald Trump getting it right. That's why he's so popular. Now even the establishment people are saying, you know, he has a chance to win. He said that mental health should be the focus, and he's a strong Second Amendment supporter. Here it is.
This isn't a gun problem. This is a mental problem. And, you know, you have cases where, like, had the veterans, had the guys that were shot recently, if they had weapons, they might have been able to save themselves. They would have been able. They were all heroes. They were all a tremendous military men, and they had absolutely no defense. And frankly, you know, a case like this, he snuck up on him, whether it was a gun or a knife or whatever it would have been something. But, you know, you're not going to get rid of all guns. So I know one thing. If you tried to do it, the bad guys would have them, to use an expression, and the good folks would abide by the law. They'd be hopeless, and just it would be a hopeless situation for them. And I think it's a big mistake. And you know, I am a very much Second Amendment person, Chris. And I know the arguments both ways very well, but I'm very much into the Second Amendment. You need protection. Now, you also have entertainment and you have, you know, all sorts of activities and all of that. But taking that out of the picture, you know, most guns are used for recreational purposes, like people play golf and like people play other things and hunting. But But beyond that, in terms of safety, you know, if you're sitting in a cabin someplace and you're not armed and somebody walks in with a gun, I'll tell you what, I'd rather be in that cabin with a gun than not with a gun. That
wow.
I can tell you right now. So it's
I'm liking Donald Trump more and more. It doesn't mean I trust him, but I tell you, I'm liking him a lot
you're
more.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson on placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. Over 2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me wanna shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about.
I got soul!
I got soul!
And I'm super bad!
Bad.
tells me what to do. I want to. I got a gut. I got a soul.
I got soul, and I'm super bad. I'm love. Love to do my thing.
One and only bringing us in.
And I don't need no one else.
We're here live, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central.
I jump back. I want to kiss myself. I've got soul.
There is so much to break down here. I want to get more into the shooting, more of the response, but what this is diverting from is they're propping the stock market up artificially right now, but the fundamentals are imploding worldwide, so that won't be sustainable. Just like they've been propping China up for a year, but it's finally unraveling and still imploding. China has started selling U.S. treasuries to support the yuan. And an article asked the question, what if the crash is rigged like everything else? No kidding. We're also going to get into the tropical storm Erica, targets Caribbean, Florida, Bahamas on alert. Hillary Clinton obviously in deep trouble. Quote, takes responsibility, says it wasn't the best choice. Biden eyes officially running, number one in the polls. That is all coming up. But first, I was about to do this during the break here on the TV/radio show, and I thought, why not just do it on air? Because I hadn't taken my Survival Shield nascent iodine yet, and I like to put it in a glass of water. I take about half a dropper once a day. That's a little more than the dose that's recommended. Consult your physicians out there and see how it works for you. Took much smaller dosages 3 years ago when I started this. I take a larger dose because I forget some days. I probably do it 3-4 days a week. In fact, I'm getting better about taking it every day, so I should probably reduce my dose. Hindsight's 20/20. I just greedily put too much in there. And then I take some Supermill Vitality that's even stronger under the tongue, but I just put it in water because it really has like a cola-y taste. When you mix it with the iodine, I take 3 dropperfuls. You know, why not just take 4? I don't know, whatever, I'm being bad here. in fact, somebody ran off of my Secret 12 that was in here. My Secret 12 was in here. Oh, it's underneath. I can't reach it. Will somebody give me my methylcobalamin, please? Sorry. See, I didn't really prepare this. I was loading up this glass during the break, and I thought, you know what? This is what I do at least once a day, and when I religiously do it, things get a lot better around here. Nico, I really appreciate your help. I can't really... Someone ran off with it. It's probably me. I probably wandered off with it. I don't need it. It's okay. I'll take it later. And that really is better under the tongue, not in water. But this is how I take it. Right into the old stomach. Right down the old gullet. With me droogies. And so there it is. Tastes delicious. You know, when I first started drinking this stuff, it didn't taste good. But now my body loves it. It's like the first time you drink whiskey, you don't like it. But down the road, you know, it tastes like mama's milk. But even though you don't remember what mama's milk tastes like, you imagine it probably tasted like the Jamesons you're drinking. But instead of drinking Jamesons, I drink this. So, again, it's available at InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, sir. And your purchases do make the transmission possible. And we have been sold out of Secret 12 medical-grade methylcobalamin. But it has come back in, and I tell you, talk about energy, talk about stamina. This is the real energy drink. 1 or 2 squirts of that a day, and you will feel, I mean, I certainly do, you can read the rave reviews, dramatic, dramatic effects with the Secret 12. So I mix those three things together, X2, Super Male, and the methylcobalamin. During the winter, I put Winter Sun in, but actually vitamin D and other systems, here it is. I should have gotten ready for this before I actually did it. It's down there as well. Are the building blocks of everything. And so much of the cheap stuff you found at the store is synthetic. Well, your body can't even absorb that. In many cases, it's toxic. You need the real, unheated, unpasteurized, raw stuff. And it will change your life. See, I have a big, giant pumpkin head. So it doesn't really look like, in fact, guys, find the photos. It doesn't really look like I've lost a ton of weight. You can see I've lost some. I took some photos. Well, I showed myself 5 years ago versus now. It's night and day. From Jabba the Hutt to just a little bit overweight. But now, folks, with the shirt off, the six-pack's coming out. In fact, I just need to be vain, get in there and pull the shirt off and show people the difference between 3 months ago. It is dramatic.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday edition. The original prepper is really what I would call him. The original patriot. He's been around 25 years on air, but a decade before that. Steve Quayle will be joining us. Remember him talking about weaponized drones 15 years ago and how they were going to be coming to our doorsteps with the police, and now that was in the news yesterday. And it just sounded so crazy even back then, but he has been quite the trailblazer. He's going to be joining us. Our reporters, David Knight and Joe Biggs, will be joining us from the little town out in Virginia where the media is preparing to destroy the Second Amendment if they can. And there's really no mention that he's an Obama bot wearing Obama pins who thought black people were out to get him, white people were out to get him. And he was mad about the Charleston shooting. So he struck back. Simply sickening that this is going on. But maybe they sense that the race war push isn't working because Al Sharpton's having his weekday show canceled and moved to the weekends, which is where they kind of quietly shuffle people off. Piers Morgan is back, demonizing the Second Amendment. This is a guy that has armed response security at his L.A. house, mansion. He has armed security that is in the neighborhood. He has a sign in his yard that responds within 1 minute with guns. Why don't you just, I mean, I'd live in one of those neighborhoods if I had the money and lived out there, sure. Why not have armed security guards? But I'd have guns too. I mean, I'm not knocking if you got the money for armed security guards. Why not? Especially if you live in, you know, L.A. and there are robberies in those rich neighborhoods. I know folks that live out there. But just how do you sit there with a straight face saying the general public can't have guns? It's so fundamentally hypocritical when Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton or Michael Moore or Dianne Feinstein or Barbara Boxer or Michael Bloomberg or Nancy Pelosi or any of these people or Harry Reid tries to restrict the general public's Second Amendment, and then they sit there with a straight face saying nobody wants your guns like it's a conspiracy theory. Now, here's an article that we talked about a few weeks ago, but now I was actually mailed. The Inlander, their August 13th to 19th weekly edition. This is like the Austin Chronicle there, the big popular weekly tabloid. And it says, daring to tread with him standing on the Gadsden flags, meaning his constituents. And he says, the sheriff is scared of extremists and wants the public to be scared of them as well and says they're a danger. To read the exact quote. Why Spokane's Republican sheriff says we should be scared of homegrown extremists and the fanatical fringe of the Tea Party. Now, the reason I mention this article is it ties in with this story that Paul Watson's going to be talking about. Fort Bragg troops trained for domestic emergency. This exercise is about the home front. During civil emergency, ABC 11 North Carolina reports. And reading from the report, scenarios which could all be really coming to America, and that's when the potential for martial law kicks in. You know, I have an ABC News report out of Louisiana where they go, martial law may be needed in America. And then it cuts to the very same photo that they have in that earlier report in this one, showing Katrina and armored vehicles and troops riding around confiscating guns with the state police and others integrated in with regular army. I mean, this is what's being prepared for. And again, they create enough of an economic collapse and 100 million people that are on food assistance go hungry, you're going to see an explosion in this nation. It's going to make the Great Depression, if it goes this way, we're trying to stop it, look like a heavenly event, look like a cakewalk, look like green pastures, look like a walk in the park. A piece of cake, whatever you want to call it. And there's this massive buildup in the Army Times and Stars and Stripes, just hundreds of articles about the military prepares to take on the Tea Party. Yes, the number one enemy on C-SPAN. Army War College. Generals, we're preparing to take on the gun owners. I mean, we have all this on video. And then we warn about it, and the media goes, you think martial law is coming in August and September. You believe the gun confiscation will be gun. You believe the governor will be arrested. You want to kill U.S. military, Mr. Jones. We're like, no, we're reading the Army Times. We're showing local news where they admit the martial law preparations, but push it as good. Just type into YouTube clergy response teams, and you'll get different newscasts around the country where it's the same federal script about during emergencies, the clergy will work with the Army to tell you to go ahead and turn the guns in and go to the emergency center with your family. And it cuts the preacher. It's of the Lord, Romans 13, do what you're told, and go to the camp. They actually say that. You've heard me play it ad nauseum. I mean, it's like if I get up here and I say, I have CBS News across the country in the same script. They send federal scripts down through it, and then you trust it because it's local, but it's a federal teleprompter. It's been loaded federally. So it might as well be national. And they're like, mercury helps your child's brain and is now a nutritious part of the food group. And it helps your child's cognitive mind. Do I need to play that clip probably for the 300th time? I mean, I will. Mercury is good for your children. In fact, you know what? I'm not going to play it. Just go to YouTube. We'll do it on screen. Type in, mercury is good for you. And you can find different newscasts saying mercury is good for you. And I remember when I saw the report, I knew it was nationally written, so I Googled it years ago, and it was all over the country that day, but local newscasters going, mercury is good, mercury helps, mercury is wonderful, mercury, it's the new vitamin C, be trendy today, you'll never talk again, but it's fun, government loves you. I mean, this is the creepiness of this. Nobody wants your guns. Nobody's going to take your doctor away. Obamacare is free. All lies. Hillary never had fake emails. Now she admits she did. The head of the EPA had to step down over it. She needs to right now. So that's all coming up. But Paul Watson wrote an article that ties into this one, and we're going to him right now. France prepares for mass unrest, radicalized immigrants taking over cities, and this is in the French news. But then you ask, why are they bringing in to Europe over 100,000 North Africans and Middle Easterners a month? That's a conservative, 100,000 a month. There's 100,000+ people out of North Africa on the island of Lesbos. I think it said 156,000 2 weeks ago I reported that. One little island's got 150,000 people on it. And in Germany, wherever, you just walk outside and there's just giant hordes of people. I was in Toronto last week, beautiful city, blue skies, great weather. And I'm not kidding, folks. I've seen videos of street folks in Pakistan. I mean, you could tell these were malnourished children from very young age. You could tell the disorders when they haven't gotten enough food. And they're just absolutely the scariest looking people you'd see in a Pakistan market. There are a lot of great Pakistani people. I have friends that are Pakistani, wonderful, smart, scientific, you know, merchant folks, whatever. I mean, you talk about bad folks from a country. You can find some really bad people from a white area, black area. You can find bad people in Mexico. I'm just saying, bottom of the barrel. And they were so shocking when I would see this walking down the street that I didn't even videotape the people. Well, I just kind of, but I mean, I'm talking wild-eyed and aggressively trying to sell you bottles of water or whatever. And it was just so shocking to know that just the world's collapsing and our governments are just disgorging this in, along with Stinger missiles and AK-47s. That's what Paul's going to break down. And so when they strike, I mean, how many times did I say the Stinger missiles would end up in Europe, probably France first, and would start shooting down airliners? They say that's imminent. Our government again gave it to them. And our governments go in and destroy central governments there that are even working with the West to turn it over to the worst elements. But let me tell you, it just didn't mix seeing a bunch of folks that looked like they came out of an Afghan bazaar, that looked like they came out of the Middle Ages, looking wild-eyed at women wearing miniskirts and stiletto heels. I mean, there were women out there on the street that looked like they were, you know, supermodels or something in Toronto, and right next to it, there'd be like people on rugs smoking, you know, mini hookahs and yelling at people. I mean, it was just over the top. And that's what Europe is seeing and getting freaked out about. And Europe's got to pay for it. And all I'm saying is suddenly it isn't just immigration or the best people coming here. It's space bar, folks. I mean, I've been down on the hike and bike trail and seen homeless Guatemalans catching fish with a piece of monofilament line wrapped around a Coke can that they use as the... And I'm sure they're really sweet, great, nice people. The question is, What is the government doing here and everywhere else, just opening everything up? And by the way, those immigrants don't even know how to go get the assistance. They haven't made it to the Democratic Party facility yet and haven't been scooped up to actually be taken off the street. They're living in the Greenbelt. It was grandma, dad, granddaddy must have died. It was mama, it was daddy, and three kids. With a fire going over across the creek, catching fish and eating them. I mean, we're talking Grizzly Adams. Okay, fine. These are countries that live like Grizzly Adams. We're in the 21st century. Why are they bringing Grizzly Adams in mass? What's the reason? Because when it all unravels and melts down in the Depression, it is going to be a you-know-what storm. And they're mixing radical jihadists into this, and they're going to use the attacks to take everybody's liberties. And there won't be any logic of our government opened the borders. Our government gave them the weapons. Because the public doesn't have logic anymore. Paul Joseph Watson joins us from London to break this down. France prepares for mass unrest, radicalized immigrants taking over cities. That is a huge headline. And you go through what the military says, they think this is imminent. I mean, for those that don't know, a lot of French cities are more than half Islamic now. And the radical Islamics are bullying the non-radical Islamists like they've done in Libya, Syria, Egypt and other places into submission, Paul. And so Islam itself is being radicalized. Why is the West rolling a red carpet out to this?
Well, I think one of the main reasons, Alex, is that their values are completely incompatible with, quote, you know, Western liberal democratic values, especially when it comes to free speech. I posted an image earlier this week, on Monday, I think it was, of an ISIS flag on a toilet roll. Okay, this is an image that's been out everywhere. Originally, Facebook banned it, said it was offensive to Muslims. They later backed down, restored the image. So I posted this image and said, look, this is being censored. Everybody should post this image. So it got 360,000 shares on Facebook. And ever since it was posted, literally every day, death threat after death threat after death threat of people saying, insulting someone's religion isn't covered by free speech. Well, it is. That's what free speech is all about.
That's right. The radical Islamists are going to join with the left to selectively ban free speech of libertarians, Christians, and conservatives. That's their sick alliance.
Yeah, so it's like, you don't have the free speech to criticize our religion, but we have the free speech to make death threats against you for doing that. Quite the topsy-turvy world. So it's been an interesting week. And yeah, then we've got this story out of France, which is an intelligence source who spoke to the Telegraph, who basically said that the French army is preparing for mass unrest that will arise out of these immigrant populations obtaining weapons from Libya, given to Libyan jihadist rebels.
We just lost Paul's audio.
Entire neighborhoods in France.
Continue, Paul. You cut out for a moment. Repeat that.
Yeah, so they're going to get these weapons from Libya, given to the jihadists by the French government in the first place. These immigrants, fourth generation, already, you know, disenfranchised, they're saying they're going to get control of these weapons, take over entire neighborhoods in France, and that then they're going to have to send the army in to reclaim this territory in major cities. And don't forget that just last week, we had this attack, this attempted attack on a train in France, whereby this guy obtains a Kalashnikov from where he visited Syria. No doubt that has a connection to it. Obviously, the three individuals bravely tackle him. But then the lawyer comes out for this terrorist and says, he's not a terrorist. He just got the AK-47 because he was hungry and he wanted to get food off people. And don't call him a terrorist. That's Islamophobic. You know, Muslim guy walking around a train carriage with an
cutting people with box cutters and shooting at people. He's a little cupcake.
Yeah, 270 rounds, but don't call him a terrorist. That's Islamophobic. So you've got this cultural war basically going on in all these European countries. Sweden as well, which we can get onto, which is even worse than France. But in France, they did a poll last year, found that 15% of French citizens support ISIS. 27% of French citizens aged 18 to 25 support ISIS. And, of course, the vast majority of these figures are coming from these immigrant areas. Doesn't mean they're going to go out and behead people But again, it shows that their values are completely incompatible with the values of free speech, with the values of liberal Western democracy.
But the controlled left hates Western culture so much that they're willing to use radical Islam as a sword to behead the West. I mean, this is the execution of Western culture by any means necessary by the New World Order.
Yeah, and now they're even getting into positions of power. Sweden, one of their top immigration officials, is an ISIS sympathizer. She praises jihadists fighting in Syria on her Facebook page. She likes ISIS propaganda, and she's in control of the immigration system in Sweden. People who speak out against it are charged with hate crime.
By the way, they even pose on their Facebooks in their jihad outfits. That yeah. Some of them even travel to be with them. They even let people in, and then they're just praised as liberal.
Well, the taxpayer-funded expert on Islamophobia in Sweden, Nikolaj Skramo, he went on to join ISIS. He was the government expert on preventing
Islamophobia.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm here to say it. All authoritarians can go to hell. I mean, I'm done with this. And that's what I mean about the left. They are a weird, mentally ill group. I mean, they'll say that you and I wearing pants is sexist, but if people want to sexually mutilate women and blow up Buddhist temples, it's okay. I mean, no, it's not.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is taking colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
New Newsweek's reporting that a suspect is in custody after active shooting incident reported at Mississippi State University. Right now, it appears like it's really nothing and that no one's been hurt, hopefully. We also see a lot of hysteria where there's a backfire outside the Capitol, so they evacuated. But we'll continue to track this as it unfolds. Maybe serious, may not be. Going back to Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, it's very clear. They take Western values of having open, laissez-faire culture. They then expand that and tell the West, submit to everything, let us do whatever we want to you politically. Then they bring in groups that are basically Neolithic when it comes to the policies, very primitive, and they then make an alliance with the radicals of that group, 1.3 billion Muslims, to take over regular Islam, because, I mean, most Muslims just want to have businesses and live and are pretty conservative, good people. I don't believe in Islamophobia where they're just all a bunch of bad people, but the group getting in charge, Saudi Arabia and the Wahhabists, are really horrible people. I mean, they're about as bad as it gets. They're scum. And they're always raping kids and women and running snuff rings. And they talk about because they can do it because it's infidels. I mean, they're just, they make Charlie Manson look like a cupcake. And they're just out of control. And our governments are traitorous bringing them in. What's the end game? I mean, I used to think they were just going to use them for a clash of civilizations to take our liberties. But I think they've looked at the population demographics. I think they've decided to join with it in the next generation and actually end Western culture as we know it, Paul.
Yeah, it's definitely about that. It's about diluting culture. It's about taking away liberties. And, you know, it just came out in the UK, 330,000 immigrants per year coming into the UK, a tiny island of just over 60 million population. And as you were just talking about, it came out, Tony Blair's government, that was their secret plan. It got leaked. To allow all these immigrants to come in, to use them as a voting bloc, to use them to dilute basically the whole culture.
And to put them in charge.
This balkanization.
I've had members of your parliament on that are liberal, and they admit, well, I heard conservatives say it, didn't believe it, but they're actually putting them in charge of the social services, the police, you name it. The government's bringing in a foreign, illegal, alien group to be their Praetorian Guard.
Yeah, and while arresting people like Tommy Robinson for considering to attend a meeting about a Draw Muhammad cartoon contest. There's literally snatching people off the street for thought crime because they may be planning to offend.
And banned Michael Savage from coming. And then banned a martial arts expert from coming in.
Yeah, and Sweden's even worse, though. I keep harping on about Sweden. Okay, since they opened their borders in the 70s, 1,400% rise in rapes. Feminist liberals bang on about this rape culture in the West, which is completely contrived and invented. While Sweden goes through this 1,400% surge in rapes, you go through the arrest records, about 75% of them are foreign-born immigrants, the perpetrators of these rapes.
And they say it's cultural in their countries to rape women, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's just their culture. I guess we're Islamophobic for being against the raping of women now. We're not trendy, we're not liberal. So they went a step further and said, that's not trendy enough. Now some of the politicians in Sweden are saying, the returning ISIS jihadists, we need to give them jobs, give them welfare, and make the taxpayers pay for it. They're even talking about forcing Swedes to give up their garages to house these immigrants, because there's a massive housing shortage.
Yeah, oh yeah, forcing you to quarter the jihadis in your house. I mean, the left is mentally ill and wants to take over and wants to crap all over everything. I mean, I hate to use a term like that, but that's it. I mean, it's like somebody that's got dementia rubbing stuff all over their body. I mean, that's what they... The left has dementia. They're fascist, mentally ill scum who hate progress, hate freedom, hate wealth, help. They hate strength. I want to talk more about the military plan. Stay there, Paul.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives.
InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.